This is CliffCentral.com.
We are the jittery citizens. We are the jittery citizens with technical difficulty this morning. But we have a absolutely awesome, 100% improvised, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unradio show for you today. On today's show, we are going to be talking to our country's finest improvisers, which are improvisers who sing. And we are going to be speaking about the three F's of improv, which is fear, failure, and faking it till you make it. In studio with me today is world-class musical improviser, gorgeous, absolutely otherwise known as Salmonella, the brilliant Tony Bentall, whose piano is not working. Yeah. Yeah, we are really having technical issues, but Duncan is going to help us sort it out. We also have the amazing, gorgeous talent that is Mpho Osei Tutu. I love saying your surname. I love saying your surname. I just do Osei Tutu. I feel like it means like
I love
king.
The way you say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like white Kugel Jew trying to pronounce it totally wrong?
Yeah, you add a kind of a pizzazz to it, man. That you know, it already kind of has something, but when you say it, it just takes it to another level.
It's a few extra emphasis on the wrong syllables.
Exactly.
You make it sound kind of Japanese.
You do.
Oh,
you
awesome. Do. Awesome.
You do. Kind of like, and it's just great for radio because people just don't know, you know, am I Blackanese? Am I, you know?
Yeah, speaking about Blackanese, their sushi's really good. Blackanese sushi.
It is amazing.
It is really amazing.
Jeez. Yeah. I need to go back there. Maybe we should go there after this.
We should. Mm. Party there.
Just plug them.
They better give us some free sushi. Well, we are diverting. We are trying to sort out our technical issues. But on today's show, we're going to talk about the three F's, as I said. And I want to start off talking about this really scary, daunting thing that stops us from actually doing anything and being very risk adverse, and that is fear. And I want us to talk about the fear of performing. Do we ever really get over that?
I don't think we ever get over it. And I was talking to somebody a weekend ago.
You've been performing for how many years, even though you're only 38 years old?
Do you know that the Boer War was started because the English and the Afrikaans were fighting over my legs because I won Scope Miss Lovely Legs of 1897.
Well,
this
exactly.
Is true. So that gives you an idea. But seriously, you know, I was talking about the psychology of performing, let alone improv, which is a completely different ball game. But performing, the performing personality wants to get up on a stage and hold themselves up for the arbitrary approval of a whole lot of strangers. And if you look at the psychology behind that, it's actually quite worrying. So let's say we never get over the fear. And when you have to improvise, the terror of getting up on stage and making something up and hoping that it's going to work is just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is I feel more comfortable with improv and less scared of improv than I do of stand-up. Going on stage without a script is actually far more comforting for me to know, cool, I'm going to make it up and I totally trust and believe in myself. Not to say that I don't get nervous before performance, but nervous and fear is two totally different emotions, I feel like. Nerves are good. Nerves gives us, you know, some sort of adrenaline and some sort of rush. But going on stage, knowing that you've written something and the audience know that, I feel like the expectations are a lot higher.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's the opposite, to be honest. And maybe it's because of how I've come into this business and, you know, through my training and everything has always been script-based.
Yeah.
And I you know, just to have the security of a character and a script and all of that is amazing. And when that, when you don't have that, it's another thing. It's another thing. I mean, it's liberating in a way, but it's also kind of just like you, it's you in front of them. And it's kind of the fear I've always had of public speaking and even stand up.
Yeah.
Watching stand ups go up and do stuff, you know, off the cuff sometimes is something else, you know.
Because the truth is you are a writer as well. So you have that skill, you know, in your back pocket as well. So I would assume that you would be like, cool, I can always rely on that when I'm improvising as well.
It does help, you know, to know how...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Guys, I better write this down.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, to just to know how stories are structured and how... what a story needs in a moment where it feels like a story isn't going anywhere. So that kind of helps, but I mean, it's completely different, you know.
Yeah.
It's you, and because you aren't in control, you know, writing is very kind of, I'm by myself in a room, and improvisation is all about the team, you know, so it's...
And being on stage in front of people.
And being on stage in front of people, so it's...
And I guess that team is also something that allows me as an improviser to feel a lot safer. I know that if I am going to F up, I have the support of everybody in my team to help me get through it. Although, you know, it's not fair to say that I totally rely on that because,
But also,
you know,
Claude, you have in your back pocket, you've got all those improvisational muscles which you've been working.
Yes, yes.
And perhaps you should talk about what we do in improvisation class to flex those muscles.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, we are constantly, although it is unscripted and we don't know what we're going to do on the night, we do have rehearsals and we rehearse once a week to get those improv muscles working and to actually, you know, feel comfortable on stage. So we are rehearsing the games, we're rehearsing the structure, we're rehearsing the format, and we also are rehearsing the fundamental principles that we spoke about before. So yes, anding each other, you know, really supporting, listening and responding. And we're playing games that make sure that we're constantly working on those skills so we're not feeling that fear. So joining us right now in studio is Claire Taylor.
Good morning.
Good morning, lovely Claire.
Speaking of fear, I was listening in my car to you guys, and fear of missing out was real. Traffic, Joburg traffic.
Well, we are happy that you have arrived and you have arrived safely.
And I especially like the Blackenese pronunciation.
Okay, good. So you know exactly what we're talking about today. I hope Nadar does as well. Nadar Hussein.
Hi, guys. What a pleasure to be with you this morning.
I love the voice.
She's brought her radio voice with her. Which is fantastic. So we're discussing the triple F's, and the first one we've discussed is fear, and we are going to put that fear to the test with our first improvised song for the morning, and we are going to play something a little bit different. So instead of regular bartender, we are going to play bad psychologist. So it's the same sort of thing, except now we are having some sort of fear that we are going to a psychologist for. And Duncan, our wonderful producer, is going to give us a suggestion today. Dunks, we need something that somebody would have a phobia about or really fearful of.
Let's try spiders.
Spiders.
Okay.
Spiders. Okay, fantastic. So what we're going to do is, it's basically the same as bartender, but it's psychologist, bad psychologist. You have a fear of spiders. Here it is for whoever would like to play. Oh!
And how does that make you feel?
Well, okay. I don't need help. I'm fine.
I think we need to explore this deeper.
No.
You know, Sharon, you've been seeing me for 3 months now. We need to get to the root of this anxiety. You come in and you have a freak out and...
It's only been 3 months.
I think it's time we start delving a little deeper into this fear of yours.
Doctor, I think we need to go slow. Doctor, woo! Freaky legs. I dream they're in my mouth, my eyes, my nose. I dream they're in my ears. Crawling up my skin, my belly button. Help me.
Now together, Sharon.
Okay.
Breathe in. And out. What is crawling on you? Where do they come from? Breathe in. And out.
Tell me what to do. I'm feeling out of control. Don't know what to do. Who am I? Who? Can't seem to get a hang of this. Can't seem to face. Can't seem to. Doctor, help me now. I'm done talking now. I can't talk anymore.
I'd like to introduce you to my little friend. He helps me with my therapy. His name is Bobby. He's got a beautiful quality. See, he's hairy.
I'm hairy.
Like fur?
He's leggy.
Oh. I'm leggy.
But he's got a really cute little face.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't
Meet
you think?
Bobby, he's a tarantula.
No!
Bobby.
You can't do
tarantula.
This.
Hello.
I signed something. No, Bobby, stop touching me. Bobby, don't stroke me
don't
like
worry,
that.
Don't worry, I won't bite you.
Bobby, I don't like it when people touch me on my face.
But I'm hairy. I'm not scary.
We'll beat this fear together, Sharon.
Yeah.
Arachnophobia will be no more. Meet Bobby.
Bobby.
Hello, ma chérie.
Just hold. Embrace the fear.
That feels horrible.
Look at all those eyes. Oh.
Hello.
And how does that make you feel, Sharon?
Take me away. Bobby the tarantula ate Sharon. That was terrifying. That was terrifying. Bobby makes such a good spider, though. Your spider
really
face is amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your spider face.
I'm actually wearing
like,
glasses today, so it helps to have an extra pair of eyes.
Yeah, I squinted, so you did really have eight.
Really?
It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he grew some compound eyes during that song.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Let's speak about fear. Because of that song.
Oh, yeah.
And what fear were we experiencing as improvisers while we were experiencing it? Or did the fear totally subside?
For me, the fear subsided in bits.
Okay.
But I was very much in the fear.
Yeah,
I hear
you. What were you fearing?
Failure.
Yeah, it's fearing right. you're not doing it the best you can. Because you're not.
Yeah.
I have a fun fact for you. In the US, public speaking and performing in front of your peers is the biggest fear on average, with a fear of dying only 6% behind.
Yeah.
So there's a behind that. Yeah. So there's a fun fact. Like, it's a legit fear. People are terrified in performing in front of people, and it brings up an anxiety of that judgment
wrong?
And am I going to get it wrong? Am I going to get it right? And fear of failure.
I mean, it's like when you live in a world where people, there are some amazing speakers in this world. I mean, Obama.
Thank you.
You know,
Tony.
You know,
Tony.
You know, Tony. And then you are, you know, good old you, are like tasked with going up there and speaking in front of a crowd. I mean, it's terrifying.
And the truth
is, because people's expectations are that, you're an actor, you should be able to address people, you know, and it's actually having the security of a character, for me is everything. So I always, if I go up and I have to do something on stage, it's difficult to present myself, I think. That, I think that's hard.
Yeah, for me. I agree with
But
that.
You have to know that we are far more equipped, you know, being a performer at faking it, which we will get to, and the ability to fake it. You know, when corporates come to us and they say, we need help with pitching, or, you know, our employees need help in terms of role playing and how to deal with clients, their fear is almost more of a panic. And it actually, that when you are in that panic state, it's very hard to work off of that. You know, we have to get people to a state of clarity and control where they're able to actually improvise. Because panic is a state, it's almost like rigor mortis. You know, it's
I just got the visual of that. Sorry.
You can't function.
But it also feels a little like when if you were to give CPR to a dead body, and if the blood reaches your heart or your brain just for a second and then you twitch, that's also how it feels.
Wow. There it is.
What are you doing, Lars? Woo. But you know, Claude, if you look at the way that we approach this SingProv, it's there's a process that happens. I will choose a rhythm and a key, and then I have to immediately rely on all of you to hear the key.
Yes.
And the rhythm.
Which doesn't always happen.
Yeah. And then start putting the information about the fear of spiders into a song.
Yeah.
And then where does the song go from that? And the rhythm's going to be prepared to change. It's fear all the way along. So though we get used to it and get better at it, as Nidar says, we could always be better.
Yeah. And I
but
guess
it's a bit like doing jazz. You know, you have to, there are great leaps of faith that we have to make.
Absolutely. It's about facing the fear, doing it anyway, and coping with it, or finding mechanisms to cope with the fear, rather than saying the fear will totally be dissolved or diluted, because it won't be.
Which is the difference between saying no instead of yes and.
Exactly. That's a huge principle that we work with in improv, is the art of agreement and saying yes.
Did you guys just hear what happened? I mean, Tony just created a fourth F. Faith. And I think we must take a moment.
Please
to
let
acknowledge.
Us
clicks for Tony. You know, the fourth F of improv,
which is faith. Which is beautiful faith. And it really is about trusting yourself, trusting your scene partners, and knowing that you got it. You got it, you know.
And also it fuels the whole performance.
Fifth F?
Are we on a fifth F?
Are we on a fifth F?
We just made
you're gonna get to the basic process
now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
such froggery is this.
No, that's not the
same. Anyway.
But the truth is that it absolutely is about finding that faith in yourself. And this actually brings us to the next F, which is failure.
Aha.
And it seems very linked to this fear that we have, a fear of failure, a fear of getting things wrong. And I mean, I know from being a, you know, freelance performer, as I'm sure we all do, the auditioning process and the fear of failure there. I mean, I've been in this industry for however long I've been in it, and I still don't know how to get over a bad audition, you know, and that sort of failure. And I get into the car and I could have done it like this, I could have done it like that. And I don't know whether I've gotten the part or not yet, you know, and that fear of failure is real. It's real. And the beautiful thing about improv is the failure becomes an opportunity.
Absolutely.
It becomes an opportunity for comedy. The moment everybody else in the group says, that wasn't failure, that was something we can work
there
with.
There are no failures, only revelations. All ideas brought to the table are valid.
Absolutely.
And you can build something out of that.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is why improv is so good as a life lesson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the most successful people fail fast and fail often. You think about entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Failure is fantastic.
You've got to test everything you believe in.
Absolutely. Mm. And we are constantly failing. We're constantly failing here. We were, you know, like while you were doing the song, you could have been like, I'm going to let this fear or this failure, in inverted commas, totally take over and not allow me to continue the song, or I'm going to push through it. I'm going to push through this failure and turn it into actually an opportunity where Mpaw gets a chance to be a spider and, you know, Nadar is totally fearful, playing a fearful character throughout, and Claire was the psychologist.
At no point did anybody say no to each other.
But it's very much like a relay race, and I remember one going very bad in primary school where the person just before me, you know, got scared, felt like they were, you know, at the end and gave up and stopped and cried. And sometimes you want to kind of do that. Yeah. But for the rest of the team, you have to keep going. And even if the race is still running, at least you can maybe run in an interesting way, you know, till the end. Just so the next person can go.
Turn it into a performance.
It's a group effort. And what fascinated me was that Nida started off, she was the patient, and then Claire was the doctor, and then...
And no one discussed anything before.
Nobody discussed anything.
Exactly, nope. And there's that could be seen as taking huge risks.
And listening.
Because it is. But it's about listening.
Giving people room, yeah.
Listening and saying yes. And on that point, we are going to take an ad break.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's the CEO Sleepout ZA.co.za.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
So, if you're just joining us, we were talking about the three F's of improv: fear, failure, and faking it till we make it. And we've briefly discussed fear and failure. And now we're going to talk about faking it till we make it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Probably my favorite.
Yes. And before we get there, we are going to do a song just to as an example of how we fake it till we make it. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game called Serenade. And we are going to serenade our wonderful musical improviser, Mr. Tony Bentall. And Tone, we're going to ask you some questions about yourself. Hopefully it's nothing that we know. And we're going to sing you a song that is totally dedicated to you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And you're going to love it because you're going to be playing the piano. So Tone, I have a question for you. You recently had a grandson, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
His name is?
Benjamin.
Benjamin, wonderful.
Benjamin Mark.
Benjamin Mark.
Benjamin Mark. And I have a quick question. What is your favorite meal or type of food?
My favorite meal is roast leg of lamb.
Roast leg of lamb. Yeah. Miss Legs with a roast leg of lamb.
What is, Tony, the first song what's the earliest song you can remember?
Dance on the Green, Trent.
Never heard it.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I was very, very young.
Dance on the Green. Thank you.
Tony, what is your favorite accessory, may I ask, sir?
High heels.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Tone, this is Serenade, and this is dedicated to you.
Thank you.
walks into the club,
click, 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 click,
with his legs sticking out.
Click, 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 click.
See, he was once Miss Legs.
Click, click, click.
And he likes a leg of lamb.
Leg, click, of click, lamb. Click.
To
spark. His name is Benjamin, and his second name is Mark. Tony.
Tony.
Tony. Tony. Don't feel lonely. Tony.
Tony. Tony.
Oh, Tony. Don't feel lonely.
In those keys, you know, Tony's got knees, not just toes and knees. Music is playing through his little big heart. Music is playing from the start. Tony,
Tony
was
Tony.
Born knowing the Tony. Music of my soul. Oh, Tony,
Tony
was born knowing
Tony,
it ain't foul.
Oh, Tony,
Tony, Tony,
Tony,
Tony,
Tony, don't feel lonely.
Oh, Tony,
Tony,
don't
feel lonely. Now, Tony. He's got skills.
Ew. Oh, he's got skills.
Tony's got will.
Sing it to my baby.
Oh, he can move.
Woo.
As with his feet. And he can move.
Woo.
Just to
baby.
The beat of the piano. Yeah, Tony's Tony. What can I say about the man? He ain't mean. His first song was Dance on the Green.
Tony, Tony,
Tony,
don't be lonely.
Tony,
Tony, Tony,
don't be.
Tears,
there
though.
It is.
That was tears of joy. Tears of joy. So that is a beautiful example.
Oh, yes.
Of totally faking it till we make it. None of us knew what sort of song we were going to play. We asked Tony a few questions about himself and sang a serenade. Some of it rhymed, some of it didn't, but it was perfectly okay. It was perfectly okay. And what we have to do is totally fake the fact that we are not necessarily Christina Aguilera. When I am doing Singprov, I am bloody Christina belting songs out
yes.
of this chest and this vocal. And half the time I'm like, am I in key? Am I in tune? I have no bloody idea.
Yeah.
But I better act like I'm the best bloody singer in the room or it's going to come across.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's
really
going
to
come across.
With complete honesty, because if you don't believe it,
yes.
it's not going to work.
Yeah. And complete conviction.
Mm.
You know, just totally believe that, you know, we have this power, this ability to improvise and know that we've been doing it for long enough. This is our skill.
And if it goes wrong, wrong but strong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrong
Turn
but that strong. Failure
well,
into
you know,
something
I think
that
at
works.
At the root of acting is faking it. Because if you're playing Hamlet,
you aren't Hamlet, you never will be Hamlet, but you've got to fake it from the beginning of the time to the end. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
And the faking it is fantastic. And I want to actually discuss the second part of that sentence, which is until you make it.
Mm. Mm.
Because it really is about going through some sort of transformation. Mm. And I mean, all of us know from being character actors that that process is actually essential. Mm-hmm. And I know from working with corporates as well that role-playing and storytelling is a huge part of what we do, because we have to get people to a point where they can actually believe that they are making the sale or they are presenting in front of a room of 300 clients. And, you know, they have to be in a space where they're able to fake it until they can actually make it.
And when you make it, it's the most beautiful thing, and you just feel like you're flying and unicorns and just happiness. But you don't know you're making it until it happens. You never know when it's going to happen. So you just fake it. And then one day that penny will drop, or that moment of that beautiful moment will happen where a scene comes together or something comes together and it's just a light bulb moment. And you make it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, you know, sometimes, I mean, if you fake, I mean, if I'm faking it that I'm going to sound like Claire when I sing.
Yes.
It's not going to happen in this lifetime or the next.
Yeah.
So I've got to work through that until I actually believe that I am singing like her.
Absolutely. And it's also about building that skill, you know. So knowing, I know that I don't sound like Claire, or Nadar, or Mpo.
Thank the Lord.
I don't. And the truth is I know that I do have a voice, but I need to work. That's not necessarily my strong point. So I have to work on that skill. And improv is a skill. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Mm. It's something that needs to be skills that need to be honed. You know, when you start off, you're cuck, usually. But through a process of practice and, you know, self-belief and repetition, you're like, wow, I actually have these skills at my disposal, and I can, you know, translate that into my daily life. It's not only something that's going to help me with performance.
It's amazing what you uncover when you persevere.
Absolutely.
Because you suddenly, you thought you didn't have a voice, and you work and you find, well, you do have a voice, and it's not just a singing voice, it's a speaking voice, it's an emotional voice, it's a voice that's got something to say.
Mm.
And in working at that particular muscle, you suddenly uncover a whole wide range of possibilities.
Yeah.
Mm. Might I add, most honorable member, that I find that the belief / fakery goes so much hand in hand with not judging yourself. And I think that's, I don't know which one comes first, but I feel they're very sort of intertwined, is to believe yourself so much that you're not judging yourself. And when you're not judging yourself, you just leave yourself open to believe. Mm. And I think that's the thing of faking it so it doesn't feel right, but you're going to make it sound like this is exactly what you want to be saying and doing.
And the faking it is really fun. Like often you'll watch an improv scene that is totally bombing. It's totally failing. You know, you're talking about, excuse me, offstage actors or offstage objects, which is not something we do, you know. So starting a scene saying, oh, look at this apple in my hand. And you know the scene is going to bomb. It's there's nowhere to take it. Mm. And through this bombing scene and faking it, is often where we have the most fun. It doesn't mean that the scene is necessarily working or it's going to go anywhere or it's going to develop into a long-form piece of theatre. But that is where we are in the state of, you know, really being quick thinking on our toes and really learning and really growing as a performer. And it's a space for us to really have fun.
And you're still forming those neural pathways. Yeah. Sorry. One of my favorite analogies is that analogy of walking through a field or like a wheat field. You walk through it once, there's not really a pathway there. You've got to repeatedly walk that same path to have a pathway form. And like you said, improv is a skill. It's absolutely a skill. And you just keep walking that pathway and you shape new, quicker more creative thought patterns.
Yeah,
it becomes
all four
easier,
of us are sitting
absolutely.
Here thinking, an apple in your hand, what can we do with it?
Yeah, I was just thinking, now we could turn that around.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And, I mean, that's also, you know, the ethos that we have in terms of us being a group and Jittery Citizens rehearsing and getting together is really that the rehearsal space is a really safe space. Mm. And it's a space for us to fuck up and make mistakes. Mm. It really is, which is the fifth F of improv.
Yeah. Waiting to get food.
Oh, yes. It's also very important.
But it really is a space where it's like, now it's time for us to play. It's time for us to be silly and be totally free.
Yeah.
Which is the sixth Woo! But be totally free within that play.
Well, yeah. You know what we lose in growing up? We lose all those childish things, those childlike things, all that of playing and being silly.
Yes.
Mm. And we lose them because we feel we have to be responsible and grown up and
absolutely
certain roles to fill.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is the group, you know, is when I personally feel like I'm failing is when I totally feel like I'm in my own head and I'm not engaging with the group. You know? And it's oftentimes I'll walk away from that game or from that session feeling like, you know, beating myself up. And it's not about me. I think the minute you make it about the scene or about the other actor or character you're working with in the group, it's things begin to bubble, you know what I mean? Then we're building. We're not trying to do things ourselves, you know?
Absolutely. And I mean, getting out of our own heads and being present in the moment is a show on its own. It really is. Yeah. We are going to discuss that, and we are going to discuss how we as improvisers get out of our heads. But we are going to get out of our heads right now with our final game. We are not going to do any pills. We are going to do it. We are going to do it totally sober. Oh, and we are going to play. How boring. But we are going to see if we can do it totally sober. And we are going to play a game called Scene Ending in I Love You. So we're going to do a wonderful song. We have no idea what it's going to be about. We'll get a little bit of inspiration from Duncan now. And we're going to have to end the song with the words, I love you. All of us are able to sing backup, so whoever wants to start can start. We have no idea who's going to do that. Dunks, what we need from you, please, is an occupation.
A janitor.
A janitor, thank you. This is the love song that has to feature a janitor somewhere and has to end in the words, I love you. Oh, baby, yeah, I was walking down the street, never imagined that a man I would meet. Oh, yes, I was feeling quite green, but then I saw you there. You were giving the street a clean, and I thought, baby, baby, oh baby, I wanna be your lady, baby, wanna be your lady.
Mess you made on the floor.
Ah, no, it wasn't me.
There is the door. If you make another mess like this, I'll have to call the principal in here.
Sorry, Nalume. I didn't mean to do like this. But sometimes gravity just takes everything to the ground.
Sis!
Sorry.
How dare you pee on this floor?
I didn't mean to.
Why don't you?
get some adult nappies, because I don't want to clean up any crappies here or tomorrow or the next day. You act like you are 2 years old, but you are in university.
But I'm very young, just smart.
Huh. Imagine that.
Love the smell of your detergent. Oh yes, pass me your hand, I want to moisturize them for you.
You are so creepy. Get out of this place.
Give me your hand, your hand. Yes, Ajax and Handy Andy, Bleach and Chase Fluid.
You see, you don't even know anything about my product.
Windoline.
Yes, Windoline can clean.
Why can't you just be like that other girl? She sits here dreaming about things, but at least she's clean. She doesn't pee all over this floor. She's not a bore. She's very interesting, and that's why I love her.
I love you too.
Love me
yes,
too.
I do. I love you too.
Pass me
I
your
want
hand.
To make the world a lot greener. By marrying you, you're the cleaner.
But we have to kill this girl if that's going to happen.
Let's kill her with some jick. Come on, let's do it quick. Then you and I can be together for eternity.
I'll hold her down. You pour the jick.
I'll do it quick.
Oh, I don't like
I
ocean
love
fish.
This trick.
Oh yeah, baby. I love you.
I love you.
I'm your lady.
You're my baby.
Oh yeah, my baby.
I love you.
I love you.
Glad Rock we got stars. Rid of Nadal.
So am I. Thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, if at the end of it, you can just hope somebody kills you off.
Exactly. We killed her with some of that cake.
So the fear not being killed off.
Yeah. You guys are rock stars. Can I just say?
Do you know what? That is so much fun. That is so much fun. And that is probably the final F for today, is the fun side of improv. It really is. And not worrying, like to be silly and to leave all ambitions, inhibitions, still be ambitious, please, but leave all inhibitions, you know, away and don't worry about them and just have fun. Yeah.
Just go with intuition, let it go.
It's a pretty good way to spend a Monday morning.
It is the best way to spend
it's
a Monday
play.
Morning. It really is. So ending the show on fun and improv being probably the most fun thing you can do with your life, I'm going to let you know how you can get hold of us. You can follow us on all social media platforms at Jittery Citizens. Yeah. You can go onto our website where you can see more of who we are and what we do on jitterycitizens.com. You can listen to us on Cliff Central on Unradio on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. after Gareth's show, where we will be doing this almost every week.
Take your mind off the traffic.
Take your mind off the traffic and join us with some improv comedy. We are the Jittery Citizens. We are happy to hear feedback from you. So email us, get hold of us on social media. Until next week, have a jittery day.
Woohoo!
Jittery, 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 jittery. jittery. We all love to be jittery citizens. Shaboom, shaboom, it's improvised comedy. Shaboom, shaboom, it's gonna be so funny. Shaboom, shaboom, come and laugh with me. Shaboom.
This is CliffCentral.com.